Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, and I'm coming at you just like a random video uploaded on Instagram by Ray Park, the guy who plays Darth Maul. Let's see what that video is about. Whoa! Nice! But alrighty, this is just a heads up, a little disclaimer to let you know that we are a comedy and crime podcast, so even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some inappropriate jokes and dark humor every now and then. And if you're not a fan of mixing comedy and crime, then this is not the podcast for you. But we do appreciate you taking the time to at least check it out and listen this far. So hell yeah, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone else that sticks around. So, one more thing at the beginning. We talk about Danny Masterson a little bit. And based on my intro joke where I use the name David, it completely messed me up. And I keep saying David Masterson. And just want to clear it up because I know his name isn't David Masterson, but I say it like four or five times that I didn't even realize it. Not a big deal, but it makes me feel stupid. Anyways, thank you all for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman Baby. All
right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Tonight, come on down to the Brothers Common Place tonight.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more.
And more.
And Toof is just showing off all his kitty cats in his room. Now, before we get into today's topic, which isn't even a topic, I don't know why I say that for all our comedy episodes without a case. But I want y'all to meet my favorite little toolbox boys.
What's going on, guys? This is Tim. And there's just a lot of bad stuff going on in the world right now. So, like, I kind of wanted to, like, just shine some light, you know, just do something funny. And I thought about just making a tag team with, like, a celebrity who's, like, not done anything wrong right now. Who's, like, just not in, like, the bad light at all.
Yeah.
So I thought of the celebrity, and I actually already thought of the name. Ellen Degeneration X.
Yeah, dude. It's just Ellen going around telling all of her employees to suck it. Dude.
Fucking hater.
You saw how, like, when we first started talking about R. Kelly way back in the day, then, like, yeah. A year later, the cult shit happened. I mean, we knew it was happening, but no one was talking about it. And now we talk about how shitty Ellen DeGeneres is. Well, yeah. One of our listeners just sent us a link about how she's getting, like, they're, like, investigating some shit. So, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of like fortune future tellers, Toof.
I know. It's almost like I can't believe all this stupid, shitty stuff every podcast that's better than us has been doing.
I know, dude.
Now we wait.
Yes.
Hey, it's Toof. Maybe you heard of me. The fucking Strangler, that one guy from Brothers Commonplace.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, what up, Toof?
Yeah, I love that.
And it is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog. Or as they call me when I used to be like the leader of this big cult, and then my wife went missing, but the only thing that I was actually missing was just my favorite food that I can no longer eat, David Miscavige. Just a Scientology guy.
Fuck
it's stupid.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I liked it.
It was either going to be that or like a bunch of David Masterson jokes. So. Hey, David Masterson. What are you the master of? Being a jerk and raping? Yeah, it's dummy. Hey, hey, David Masterson, master son, huh? Well, who's your dad? Satan.
Got him.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of David Masterson, yeah. He's putting his penis in people that don't want his penis in them.
Dude, is that the fucking band that always has that fuck? There's like a violin guy on every single song.
That's Yellow Card, that, dude.
Yellow Card.
Yeah, Ocean's Avenue.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I like Yellow Card.
Way, way, away from here I'll be David Masterson.
Hey, I don't know if we need a violin for this one. Oh, cool. I guess I just won't sell you guys weed anymore. No, it's cool.
Get in here.
Like, yeah, we actually don't need violin on this song. So what the fuck am I supposed to do then? Just listen to you guys play? Just be a fucking fan?
They look fine. Then get in here, Toof.
If anything, okay, I'm just going to Google. If anything, I am the violin guy.
I don't remember what he looks like. I only remember what the lead singer looks like.
I'm going to pull it up. And for those watching the video, since it is recording my screen, you will see violin guy, yellow card. I'm pretty sure he's just an Asian guy. Sean Mackin. Based on his name, he's not Asian. Let's go to images. Shit.
Which one is he?
Is he not Asian? That guy's not Asian, is he?
That guy's a handsome dude.
I thought... Okay, let's see.
That dude's definitely Mackin.
Hey, is the violin guy from Yellow Card Asian? I just Googled that. Google images. Nope. All right. Sorry, guys.
Have you ever seen that site where like all the groupie girls like listed like what like yes. Tommy Lee's dick game is all about?
Yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, I have actually, dude.
Dude, there's one for wrestlers too.
Can we should read some for this episode. What are you doing? You're like
he's like laying
just
down.
Laying on the ground at the cats.
Yep.
All right, dude.
Dude. I guess a bunch of girls say that fucking Viscera's dick game was great.
No, it can't be.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh man.
But also he's dead though, so they might just be nice to him.
Dude, you saw the the dude from NXT, right? When he went on McAfee's show.
Oh yeah. I think that's a storyline.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's funny.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was Adam Cole. Adam Page, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty funny, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. I'm pretty sure they showed it on NXT, so I think it's like a storyline, but it was still badass.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's pretty good though.
It's funny because what's his name's an employee of them anyway, McAfee.
Yeah,
I think he does the virus protection for their network.
Dude, oh my god! All right, yeah, all right. Definitely. Yeah, since fucking Jim Norton's dead.
I was gonna say definitely not for their stars because they all got fucking coronavirus.
Is Jim Norton dead? He's got to be. Let me Google that. Norton antivirus. Jim Norton. Wow, not even a wrestler. That's that bald comedian dude who looks like he has cancer. I apologize for that comment. That is pretty fucked up. But that's what he looks like. Who's the fucking Norton dude for wrestling? I thought it was Jim Norton.
Wait, from WCW?
Scott Norton. That's who I meant. Okay.
I don't even remember. Like, what did he do?
Oh, he's not even dead either.
Dude, I've heard the name, but I don't even remember like that look at all. Like, I don't remember that guy.
Scott Norton, dude. Fuck, he sucks.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. What title is that? Did he make that title up?
It really looks like he just cut the Burger King crown in half and glued it to a belt.
Yeah, like he made that up. That's not a real belt.
He's like, yeah, I'm the champion, guys. A champion of what, dude?
Like, fuck it. He's like, come fight me, and Andrew goes and beats him for it.
Oh, you're the champion? Do you mean you're wearing champion shorts? All right, dude. So I got something to talk about. I got a couple things. First one is I went to the gas station before work. This is like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And around here, you have to wear a mask everywhere you go in public because Mansfield, where we
because
live.
Because you're that damn ugly.
Oh, got him.
Fuck you, Jeremiah. But yeah, Mansfield's getting hit really bad. So Richland County has, you have to wear a mask everywhere right now. And, this dude is at the gas station, okay? And he's, like, laughing. He's like, man, there's people wearing masks. Like, he's, like, this dude, hillbilly dude.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe y'all actually believe that, wearing these masks. I have a mask on. And I'm not lying to make this a funny joke or anything. He's wearing one of those hats that has, like, the thing that hangs behind it. Like, the fucking little neck blanket thing behind it. He's wearing one
Just
of those.
Just fucking turn that around.
It's like, dude, you're wearing probably the lamest hat.
Yeah.
Like, obviously excluding the MAGA hat. You're wearing probably one of the worst hats ever made. I'm just joking. The MAGA hat's awesome.
Good thing,
dude.
I took my hat off before they started.
Yeah, good thing we all did.
Yeah. I think Kingsley's wearing mine somewhere.
MAGA hats.
But what was I going to say? Dude, so, you know the guy in the monitor room I always send you snaps of?
Yeah, the old dude?
Yeah. So, it's mandatory that even we have to wear them in the room alone. So, when the shift change happens, I have a bandana. I just put it up.
Yeah.
He comes in, he's like, you're wearing a mask, huh? And I was like, well, I mean, it says, it's posted on the outside doors that you have to have a mask, employees have to have a mask while they're being in here. And he's like, but we're alone in here, you know? Like, who's going to catch us?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, I'm used to wearing mine anyway. I go to the store with it and stuff. I'm always around my mom, so I'm just kind of used to wearing it. And I've just been wearing it this whole time. I mean, I was lying.
Yeah.
But... So he's like, and I was like, And I mean, Joe has cameras. He can see us walk from our cars and everything. So maybe he sees us. And I don't know. He's always joked that he had cameras in here, but I always thought he was just joking. And he's just like, you don't think he really has cameras in here,
oh,
do you?
Oh, my God, dude.
And I was like, I don't think so. I thought he was just joking, but I don't know. I wear mine. So, dude, the next week, like the whole weekend, he wore his mask. And then our superintendent was called me. He's like, hey, Todd called me in the middle of the night and, he asked if I had to wear a mask, and I told him it's okay if you're alone in there. So just so you know, you don't have to wear a mask. And I was like, dude, I freaked this guy out so much that he called him in the middle of the night to see, what if can I not wear the mask?
He's like, I didn't really have one of the Corvid masks. I didn't have any of those, but God. I do have this. And he just has like an old school punter's helmet with just the one bar.
Dude, did
one
I send
bar,
you guys
like,
the video
your
of the
fucking
picnic?
Cell phone too?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm just joking. That's not even funny. I'm sorry.
Did I send you guys the video of the picnic?
Yeah, dude, that was good.
Dude, so fucking good.
That was good, man.
I'm like just standing by the time clock. Like, is this guy fucking coming in? Should I just leave?
I just realized I have the mixer set up, so I'm recording your audio too.
Fuck yeah.
All right, cool. I'm
Well, no, keep that. Keep that because that's your local. I should.
Cool. I deleted it. You know, I'm deleting the fucking podcast.
Damn, Toof. Oh, I was hoping to see a butt crack when you got up, dude. Or, is that a bag of donuts back there, too?
What if he walks away and Andrew just sits down?
You know what, dude? I'm taking my fucking MAGA hat. I'm getting the fuck out of here, dude.
What's so good? That's
later. I'll see you at the polls, motherfucker.
Is that a Dusty Rhodes hat, Toof?
Meet me at the polls.
Dude, if I would have been a MAGA hat, I'd have been so fucking happy.
You look like you're about to bully the kid in Hocus Pocus.
About to take his fucking shoes.
Bully him into what?
I don't know, dude. Ooh. Into sex.
Voting in November? I'll see you there.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Dude, I always piss Sarah off because I carry ballot around and chant 4 more years. I mean, so obviously, funny. We talk a lot. I mean, we have mentioned politics. I don't like getting into politics at all.
Yeah, I don't know shit.
Because honestly, I don't know enough about anything either. I just like making jokes for both sides. So I hope people that are one way don't hate us because of some stuff. Because, I mean, yeah, we make a lot of Trump jokes. Well, we don't even make jokes at Trump, really. We just make MAGA hat jokes.
Yeah, and they're fucking
honestly
awesome.
I want both sides to hate us.
As long as the Green Party and Ralph Nader don't hate us, that's all I give a shit about.
That's right. The Kevin Green Party.
Yeah. Dude, have we talked about Stacks?
What's that mean?
The white rapper I met in Washington, D.C.?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
So this was back in 2006 when we had our Washington, D.C. trip, which we normally do in eighth grade. But since 9/11 happened, or they say 9/11 happened.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
I'm just joking, dude.
But hey, real quick, did we have to pay to go on that trip?
No, well, we had to pay for 9/11. So,
well, Andy paid more than anybody for 9/11.
Me, Logan, and Jake didn't go.
But yeah, it was, well, I think you had to have at least like a 1.5 grade point average to go to. I'm just joking. No.
Well, that excludes me, but yeah. I don't get. I still was like, why the fuck did Jake and Logan not go?
It was optional, so you had to pay for it. So,
how did Jake not go?
Like, I went, Jason went, Twan went, Jake, Carl and Mark went.
Jake probably didn't go because they wouldn't let him smoke the whole time.
No, not that Jake. Oh, Big Moose.
Never mind. Dude, that Jake, I think, already dropped out.
Dude, he already had a job fucking sticking those threes and smoking cigarettes, man.
But yeah, oh so God, we went in 2006 to D.C., and it was a ton of fun. It was really cool. But in downtown D.C., we were supposed to go to something. I don't remember. But it's like 10:30 at night. We're just walking around. And there's this white dude with a backpack on selling fake Oakleys. So I go up and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll buy a pair because they're $5. And they were red Oakleys. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And he's like, all right, man, that'll be $5. He's like, man. Like, he, like, put his head down. He's like, I got to be honest with you, man. These ain't real Oakleys. I'm like, dude, they're fucking $5. I know. They're bright-ass red and plastic. I know they're not real. He's like, I can't lie to you, man, because you're the future. And I'm not about to lie to the future. It's like, if I lie to you, I'm lying to the future. I'm not about to lie to the future. Then all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, I'm a rapper named Stax.
Fuck yeah. Oh,
like,
God, dude.
Like, all right, cool.
Hell yeah.
He's like, you guys can go find all my stuff on download.com. And now we have searched every year, at least five times a year since 2006. First off, he's download.com. He's not on there anywhere. Yeah. I've searched every possible spelling of Stax. So if anyone knows a white rapper named Stax that was in D.C. in 2006, please let us, just let us know, please.
Yeah.
This is how he started off his rap. He, Toof with the MAGA hat. It's actually a Dusty Rhodes hat, but he wrote MAGA on it. So Stax pulls out this notebook out of his book bag, okay? This is how he starts it off. He's like, yo, I ain't the Simpsons, so don't Mike judge me. Which is like, dude, that's the Simpsons aren't even Mike Judge.
That. Yeah,
that's your opening line,
fuck
bro.
Yeah. Jesus.
And then, like, all the teachers started gathering around. They're like, what the fuck? Why are you guys talking to this dude?
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, women grab your titties, men grab the thighs. And then the teachers and everyone's okay, you guys got to go now. And that was all we got to hear. Those are the two lines we got to hear. I'm not the Simpsons, so don't Mike Judge me. And women grab your titties, and men grab their thighs.
Fucking so good, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Beavis and Butthead would have worked. They're fucking King of the Hill.
Yeah, he could have used
all
that.
All that would have worked. Yeah.
So I got some for you guys.
Yeah.
I got a letter a little bit ago. Just some random letter.
Oh fuck!
Wait, is that from someone in jail?
Let me take their name out of it.
God, dude, we're canceled.
Toof, just let me know. Is that from someone in jail?
No.
Damn it.
So it's. Dear Jeremiah Cantor.
Fuck yes.
Oh yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Cantor. Yeah, I filled my Cantor up with water earlier. That should be fine.
Take their names out of it. So it's like this little letter, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was to our P.O. box, which is weird that it wasn't me and Cassidy. It was just me, because Cantor. I've literally never said I've lived here. Not on the census, not on anything, like... I always say I lived at my mom's house. All my bills go to my mom's. Everything's at my mom's. Amazon, everything. Nothing for me comes here, pretty much, besides, like, you and Sarah or, like, Logan or someone sending me stuff personally. Yeah. Like, so I was like, how did they know I live here? That's weird. But, dude, it's a letter. Like, during this COVID pandemic, you may be wondering, where is God?
And then it just, like... Fuck dude.
Fuck
so it's just
dude.
Go to, like... JesusWanders.org or something like that.
Wait, what's the website? I'll go to it.
Say
right
go
now.
To it, dude. That's how they knew, man. God knows everything, even your last
Jesus?
Name.
Jesus?
JW.org.
Wait, it's just JW.org?
Yeah.
This has to be porn.
Is there a cure for prejudice? Oh, it's Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah, fuck dude. Yeah.
How did they know, man?
Frequently asked questions.
Dude, how did you guys know, Toof?
Like, how do they know my address but spell my name wrong?
Yeah,
dude. They know everything, dude. It's like, yeah, we noticed you had a growth on the back of your neck. It might be Cantor.
What if this was on it?
Oh my god, dude. Not to like bring it down, because I mentioned it in the Snapchat, but my mom was telling me, dude, the fucking. My dad, when he got life flighted from Ashland Hospital to Cleveland, which that's like an hour drive.
Yeah, dude, that's not, yeah.
62 like, grand.
That's a minute of a flight, man. Like, Jesus.
And like, the thing is, like, I don't know how to say this without it being fucked up, but it's like, if he would have lived, it would have been like I'd probably have a different opinion on it, because I'd be like, well, anything that costs that, like, you know, like, I'll pay whatever. But. It's like, I could have just fucking carried him there, and it would have been the same outcome, you know? Like, I could have, like, put him in a radio flyer and fucking wheeled him there, and it would have been the same outcome.
What if when they were putting gas in the tank for the helicopter, they're like, hey, should we put, you want me to put regular in there? Like, oh, no. This is going to cost them 60 grand. Put premium in.
Oh, premium, baby.
Add it.
I heard they're starting up a Patreon again. Fucking put the premium in. But dude, So we weren't allowed in the hospital. Like, I was in the ER with him, and that was about it. Which, I mean, there was like six people that were trying to save him. So, oh my god, MAGA hat, dude. So I was only in the ER with him for a little bit. And then while we're there, we're all sitting outside. There's like five of us. And like, the helicopter comes in, lands on the hospital, then takes off a little bit later. keep in mind, they never told us that they were life flighting them. We're sitting outside waiting to hear an update on them. And we're sitting outside waiting and waiting. We're like, what the fuck is going on? Like we know he's in critical condition and he's in like a coma and shit. But like, we figure we get an update.
Yeah.
We go in there. We're like, hey, we're just checking for an update. And like, oh, that was him that was life flighted like 20 minutes ago.
Wait, you guys
like,
didn't
motherfuckers,
know that?
You couldn't come out and let us know yeah. or at least fog up the window and write chopper, fucking something, anything.
I'm almost pretty sure they have to inform you too.
No, they didn't, dude. Did I tell you what the one guy said, what the doctor said when we went in there?
Oh,
the very first thing. He's like, well, he's not dead, so that's good. That's how he started off the conversation with me. And then, like, within a day, he was dead. So yeah, it was like motherfucker. And he was, like, all, like, lean back and, like, relaxed. Jesus. And, like, I'm like, dude, what the, like, you can't just start off like
yeah.
that. He's like, yeah, so is there any questions? This is pretty scary. I'm like,
oh my God.
What the fuck, dude? Fuck. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just imagining the doctor is like Owen Wilson.
Oh, I do. He's like, so this is,
it's pretty scary.
He's like, it's almost 7. I got to go crash the wedding.
yeah.
My next note.
What if the doctor told you, he's like, Mr. Kevin Green? You're like, yeah. He's like, why don't you go outside and trip a semi with your neck? And you're like, wait, what? What the fuck are you talking about? He's like, go do it. Just go out there, trip a semi with your neck.
Only the juggalos know what you're
what
talking about.
What doctor was he, Kevin? Did
it
you ever
was
get this Dr.
Jacob,
name?
Dude. You know it.
I didn't care, though, because Jacob told me to. It's one more little thing that I want you to do. Lay down on the street and trip a semi with your neck. Trip a semi.
So my next note here, I'm sorry this is going to sound racist. For real.
Wait.
It's just... This is the note to remind me. It just says little black dude at work.
Nice.
We had this guy who started last week, and the very first day you could understand him. Like, he's like 5'1". And for some reason, this other guy I work with thought it was the funniest thing in the world that guy brought mini Gatorades.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But he's like, you could fully understand him, and he's just having normal conversations. He's fine. Every day after that, he walked around like a fucking gremlin, dude. Like,
oh
like
God.
How Cindy used to talk.
Wow.
He's like, not making any sense at all. Well, he didn't show up for work one day, and the rumor is because he got a public like intoxication. But like, I think it was like, what's it? Public indecency, maybe. It was something. I don't know. It was something funny like that.
Yeah.
And so he got fired, but last I heard, he was calling in trying to get his job back.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But, fuck yeah.
But, dude, he...
Wait, so everything changed after the mini Gatorades?
No, just first day he was fine.
Oh, okay.
But, dude, look at my face, okay? This is... He wore two masks, COVID masks, okay?
Fuck yeah.
He wore one like this, and then... I swear to God, he had one over the face and one on the side of the neck. He wore two.
What the fuck, dude? He had something there. He was hiding like a fucking... Guaranteed he was hiding a tattoo.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, he's not the...
He was a Nazi tattoo.
He's not the Hatchet Man tattoo neck guy.
Dude, he was hiding something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think... I don't think he got in trouble, though. I think because Space Jam 2 is about to come out, they had to get Muggsy back.
Dude, that's pretty good, dude.
And this girl, 5 feet nothing, blocked my shot.
When did you first start having this dream?
It wasn't a dream. It really happened.
Maybe that's why he can't sleep at night.
And it climbed up my back and into my brain.
Are there any other areas besides basketball where you find yourself unable to perform?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just asking.
An obsession. A burning desire.
I've been MRI, EKG'd, X-rayed, laser beam. I promise I'll never swear again. I'll never get another technical. I'll never trash talk.
I've got other skills. I could go back and work on a farm.
Really?
Or maybe I could go back to the jungle and be a missionary again.
What are you saying? That I'm trying to disobey my mama? I didn't say that. You did, Muggsy. But I love my mama.
Still can't find anything wrong with us.
Hey, maybe there's nothing wrong with us.
That's right, Muggs. It was just in our head.
We're fine. It's just some psychosomatic deal or something to do with the moon or the alignment of the planet.
I'll never go out with Madonna again.
Speaking of how we mentioned the dude from Scientology, I don't know why it's funny to me, but he's 5'3".
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, height's not anything funny to rip on because you can't help it, but that's funny. I don't know why it is. That's good. So I do have something to talk about. It is going to be it's got to be at least like 15, 20 minutes. Oh, actually, before we get into that, there is something I wanted to talk about. There's this dude. I got to find him.
Dude, wait a minute. That 5'3" guy, is it just Tom Cruise?
Oh, well, he's a Scientologist, so he's close.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got to find it. You guys talk about something real quick.
How was the horror show?
I actually liked it. Like, the endings were really stupid, like, to basically every match. But, like, all the matches were good. And, like, the, what they call it, like, swamp match or whatever with Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. Like, it was stupid, but I liked it. It was like a little mini horror movie.
Okay, I got it, guys.
I did watch a little bit of that.
Fuck yeah. Oh, sorry about that. There's this dude, okay? Ivan Yukov, I think is his name. He's a Russian high jumper. Well, this was in 2008. After a certain event happened, he wasn't invited to the Grand Prix IAAF meetings. I'm not exactly sure what that is. This is just straight from the Wikipedia. But because during one of the events that he was at before that, he was drunk, like competing in the high jump. So he drank like vodka and Red Bull before the competition. Yeah. And this is all on camera, him doing this jump.
Fuck yeah.
It's so fucking bad, dude. Like, I'm going to play the video on my screen. Can you do... Yeah, we'll do share screen on here, too. Let me see if this will fucking share.
If you want, I can just look it up, too.
Can you see that?
No. All right, what is it called? Oh, wait.
Oh shit. Yeah. Fuck, that's cool.
That's sweet, yeah.
Okay, watch this, dude.
Do I... Wait a minute, I gotta click watch stream. Give me a second. Okay, yep.
Was that playing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna start over then.
Fuck, his run looks
this
so bad.
This is his high jump. You ready?
Oh.
So for those that can't watch the for those that can't watch the video, not only does he not jump high enough to jump over, he doesn't even reach it. He jumps before it and then hits on the ground before that, dude. That shit's so fucking funny.
He almost looks like someone who snuck into the event and tried jumping and has never jumped in their life before.
Dude, that basically is like how I would do it completely sober.
Dude, okay, so let's listen to this. So they don't invite him to events after that. This is what his manager said. Quote, "There's no denying that Ivan was drunk, but he had a fight with his girlfriend and was also upset at failing to qualify for the Olympics. Obviously, Ivan regrets it very much, and we have already reimbursed the organizers for all their expenses. He's still young, and it should be a good lesson for him, but a year ban would just completely destroy him as an athlete." Was that
Brock Turner judge? But, guys, just look up.
4 years later, he wins. I'm pretty sure he wins a fucking gold medal, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, dude. He wins the gold medal in 2013.
Hashtag wild, man.
So fuck yeah, dude. After that drunk jump, dude, that was badass.
I haven't seen a better comeback from a dude being drunk as fucking losing his shit to being the best, like Scott Hall.
Oh, dude. I thought you were going to say Jeff Hardy.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh,
dude,
fuck yeah.
Dude, Jeff, I don't even know if he was drunk. Like, what was he on?
I think it was alcohol, but
it's one of the most embarrassing videos I've ever seen.
Do you have anything to say about that, Sting?
Yeah, I agree.
This is bullshit, dude. I was embarrassed.
Dude, you know when Scott Hall, because he used to be a bouncer, someone pulled a gun out on him, and he managed to turn the gun around and shoot that guy in the head and kill him.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Someone pulled a fucking gun on him. He took it, turned it around, and shot him in the head.
I mean,
dude, what if like there's no video of it because he Jedi mind tricked everything?
That'd be awesome.
He's like,
dude.
Whoa, who are you pointing the gun at? Point it at yourself.
In the gunman's defense, though, he didn't have Scott Steiner math to go to, so he didn't know, man. He didn't know the odds.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The guy turns the gun around, pull the trigger, and the guy starts crying. Please don't.
He's like, and then he makes some, I don't know, it's going to be a JCW joke, but I didn't know where to go with it. Because Scott Hall used to wrestle on JCW back in the day.
Dude, if they watched that, that guy killed himself.
You know, they say all men are created equal. But you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix. your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice.
All right, you guys ready? Toof, you may know about this guy. Do you know who Bob Timberlake is? Oh, Toof, lick those fingers, dude. Damn.
No, not really.
Hey, Toof, you're so poor, you go to KFC and lick other people's fingers. Remember that stupid joke back
even
in the day?
Even right now, yeah. You do it, too.
That's why Mansfield's so fucked up, dude. You keep licking all their fingers.
Fuck yeah.
I forgot my opening, but it was going to be a song about me giving marshmallows to poor people because I am also poor.
Oh, so
I wish I fucking had it. It was good.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds like it's pretty good, dude.
Wait till you hear me sing River, bitch, man.
Oh, I can't wait, dude. We'll have to talk about that at the end, and because we haven't fully explained how we're doing the D&D podcast to Tim either. Yeah, we'll explain it. So, okay, Bob Timberlake. This is an interesting one. A lot of this is just straight from the wiki. So here's a quote. Timberlake was the starting quarterback for Michigan who led the Wolverines to the 1964 Big Ten Conference Championship and a 34-7 victory over Oregon State Beavers in the 1965 Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Timberlake was selected as a first-team All-American in 1964, received the Chicago Tribune Silver Football Trophy as the most valuable player in the Big Ten, and finished fourth in the 1964 Heisman Trophy voting.
Damn.
Over his 3 years at Michigan, he rushed for 315 yards and passed for 1,507 yards. He was responsible for 19 touchdowns, 11 rushing, and 8 passing. He also served as the team's punter and place kicker with 6 field goals, 36 extra points, and a total of 121 points scored.
Jesus.
Pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that he went to Michigan. Am I right, Toof? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, damn,
Toof.
Got him with a Jeff Hardy's.
That's right. Hey, but in our world, where I'm eating fucking pancakes drunk.
What the hell does straight edge mean again? The first ever straight edge world heavyweight champion. I think Christian said it best. CM Punk, I think you're a nerd. I get cocky every now and then. I'll say, you pay to see me, but I made CM Punk a motherfucking superstar. And that's a fact, Jack. And I'll end it like this. Bam! Oh, we can't even do that shit in your company anymore. But in this world, we can do it all we want to. You should follow me. You should listen to my preaching because it's going to get you through life. It'll make you live life the right way. CM Punk, your way's not the right way, brother. That's what's cool about planet Earth. We're all different. If we were all like you, man, I would rather live on Pluto. You, my friend, are way too cocky inside and outside the ring.
Yeah, so Bob Timberlake, he was born October 18th, 1943, in Middletown, Ohio. So he turned his back on the Buckeye State, boys. That son of a bitch. Let's see here. He went to school in Franklin, Ohio. And, yeah, like we said, he played football at the University of Michigan. So, yeah, he's a Wolverine, not a Buckeye. But he was originally...
Why the fuck are we talking about this guy? What are you doing? Invent chicken fingers?
Actually, goddammit, Tube, I told you not to Google him.
Looking at his fucking screen, dude.
But yeah, he was originally a halfback and played most of his time at Michigan in 1962 at the halfback position. So he did a lot. Quarterback, halfback. Now, here's another quote from Wiki. Playing quarterback, his total offense of 1,381 yards was the second highest in Michigan history at the time.
Wow.
The 1964 Wolverines outscored their opponents. They also outscared them because they were all wearing Rosie O'Donnell masks, I take it.
Oh,
and
they quit wearing them after Tom Arnold started playing football.
That's Roseanne. They outscored their opponents 235-83. They finished the regular season 8-1 and narrowly.
Wait, real quick, Kev.
Yeah,
I was gonna say. Sorry, I made that mistake. I should have known no one fucks Rosie O'Donnell.
And so yeah, they finished the regular season 8-1 and narrowly missed an undefeated season with a 21-20 loss to Purdue Boilermakers.
Oh man.
Make it four Boilermakers.
Fuck yeah, dude.
If that guy in the corner of there is Seabass. By virtue of turnovers, Purdue led 21-14 with 5 minutes left. This is that game they lost. Timberlake, he ran an option play to the left side and went 54 yards for a touchdown. And rather than kick the extra point for the tie, Timberlake carried again for the option to play, or on the option play to the right. So he's trying to fucking win it all. However, he ends up getting tackled like a foot short of the goal line. And so that's how they lost, for going for the win instead of tying it.
Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man.
When Michigan and Ohio State met in Columbus, Ohio on November 21st, 1964, both teams were in the top 10 in the national rankings. Michigan had not beaten Ohio State since 1959, but Michigan won 10-0 as the Ohio native Timberlake was responsible for all 10 points, including a 17-yard touchdown pass, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
So why are we talking about this, dude?
Yeah, well.
So it's not crime related at all, since we're not doing the other shit.
I think he killed somebody.
All right, I'm going to spoil it.
Yeah.
It's because he played quarterback, running back, tailback, kicker, and punter.
Yes.
He also invented a new position. Timberlake also played sexy back.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was pretty good, yeah, dude.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Dude, how funny last episode. What goes around, goes around. When you were singing about the dude sucking dicks. But yeah, so he was a great quarterback, but unfortunately, that is not what he's best known for in football. Or maybe he is. I don't know. I don't actually know. But he's known for something else. He was drafted in the third round in 1965 by the New York Giants, signing a 2-year deal for $85,000, which back then, I don't know what that equals to today. Unfortunately, though, he does not end up winning the starting quarterback position. He ends up eventually being the third string quarterback.
What about third string? I just
almost all Michigan quarterbacks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, dude. But here's what happens instead. He doesn't end up, what are you eating, Toof? Is there fucking like a corn dog on the side of there?
Oh, dude.
Is that chicken bacon ranch pizza?
It's a flatbread.
Oh.
Me and Cassidy got these.
Oh, so it's your mom's tits bread?
Yeah, it tastes like it's flavored with Tim's cum.
Oh, fuck yeah, exactly like that.
You know those, like, they mail you food and shit and you prep them at your own house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit.
Cool. They don't sponsor us, so don't fucking talk about them.
Yeah, come on.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm not going to sponsor Andrew's Treats.
Dude, when I was looking up YouTube commercials for Pall Malls, they're not even pronounced Pall Mall. What? Yeah, it's a long story.
What is it, like Pall Mall or something?
They're like Pall Mall.
Really?
Huh. Something like that. I don't know. Let me pull it up real quick and play it.
You know what? Fuck you, Timberlake. We're going to look this shit up.
Alrighty. You can hear these, right, too, if you said?
Okay, the music's sweet.
When the big fish is hooked, and you finally land him.
Fuck
reward
yeah.
yourself with the pleasure of smooth smoking. Smoke longer and finer and milder Pall Mall.
Pall
Mall is longer, yes, but greater length is only half the story. Fine tobacco is its own best filter, and Pall Mall tobaccos are the finest quality.
Pall Mall.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't you see Stifler was smoking those cigarettes? Hey, Stifler, how's the Pall Mall?
Yeah.
So, where were we?
Timberlake, drafted by the Giants.
Yeah, he doesn't end up being the starting quarterback. He ends up being the third string quarterback. So what happens instead, they're like, all right, Timberlake, you're not going to be quarterback. You are now our kickoff specialist.
Oh, sweet.
October 3rd, they put him in just to see what he can do. October 3rd, he kicks a 43-yard field goal in a 23-13 win against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, so fuck yeah, dude. Hashtag wild man.
So they put this dude in, all right? He kicks a 43-yard field goal. They're like, fuck yeah, we got him. We got our fucking kicker. Two things happen after this. Spoiler alert. One, he is made the full-time kicker until the end of the season. And two, he never makes a field goal again.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, oh, baby. Yeah. He does make all of his extra points except for one, though.
Swindled. He swindled their fucking ashes. Hashtag Wildman.
Hashtag. Them, man. That is such them. A hashtag Wildman move. We yeah. would be yeah. like, holy fuck, we made the greatest kick of all time, and then just suck dick the rest of our lives. Yeah, dude. So early in the season against our Cleveland Browns, and this is 1960s Cleveland Browns. This is yeah. when we're yeah, fucking winning championships fucking and shit.
Good, yeah.
So this is in 1966, just 2 years after the Browns won the NFL championship. So that's right. Might not have been a Super Bowl because they didn't exist yet, but this might have been the last time we won, actually. 66?
Yeah, probably the last time they ever won a game, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Trent Dilfer just didn't fucking pan out, dude.
twice.
So the Giants kicker, he twists his ankle naturally. That's what happens when you go up against our dog pound D.
Fucking right.
And so they bring in Timberlake. They're like, he's one for one at this point with that kick against Pittsburgh. We fucking got it, dude. And Timberlake, he fucking misses. And then he continues to miss the next 14 field goal attempts that season. So he ends up like 1-15, dude. Three of those are blocked.
Dude, he sounds just like R. Kelly. Dude.
Imagine your self-esteem, dude, to miss 14 field goals in a row. Imagine the stadium.
Yeah.
All boos. Because there's no one that's more hated than a kicker that just can't misses. Fucking yeah. make it kick, dude.
I like how 1-15 is still better than the Browns record a couple years ago.
Dude, oh my God, there's yes. remember when we were watching them warm up the first game of the season, and anytime that our kicker, I can't think of who it was at the time. I keep wanting to say Cundiff, but I know that's obviously not it. I can't think of who it is. But
wait, was it Gonzalez? The guy who blew the third game? It might have been
Gonzalez, yes. No, I don't think it was.
Zane Gonzalez or whatever.
But whoever it was, it's before the game. An hour before the game, they're warming up. Every time he made a field goal in practice, the entire stadium erupted because he was that fucking shitty. He was so bad. We're like, God damn it. God, but okay. Jesus, this is he does have a pretty cool quote here. Quote, Timberlake converted all but one of his extra points. After his one miss, he said, I'm the guy who put the suspense, back in the extra point.
Fuck yeah.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. But yeah, they, as far as him like being on the Giants as third string quarterback, he said this in an issue of Sporting News back in 1966. Quote, I'm not doing anything. For 4 days the other week, I didn't throw a single pass. Not a single pass. So they don't even let him throw the ball in practice.
Yeah.
And then after one season, they just cut him. And I think that was just the end of his NFL career. That was it. Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I mean, somebody should at least try him out as a quarterback.
In an article concluding that Timberlake may have been the worst place kicker in NFL history, the writer concluded, quote, Timberlake's 1-for-15 performance makes him look like a laughingstock. He's better remembered as one of Michigan's great quarterbacks, a Rose Bowl hero who might have had what it took to be a fine pro quarterback or running back. It's a shame he was asked to do what he couldn't. Sports blog Deadspin ranked Timberlake the second worst player to ever play in the NFL, but only behind quarterback Rusty Lish. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Fuck wow. yeah.
Sweet name, though.
Yeah.
ESPN had an article saying it was the, how can I even say this? It was the second worst performance of all time by someone who was not meant to be there since two starring that BBC adult film.
Like, I'm just, I don't know. I came for the food trays on the side and just slipped in.
Dude. Do you remember that fucking, it was on E Fucked, where it was like that dude that always went to gangbangs, like Bukkakis,
yeah,
and he could never come.
This, dude.
And then he finally did come, and all the other dudes started cheering.
Yeah, because the Ben Franklin dude is in one of those gangbangs, dude.
Dude, Ben Franklin guy.
Yeah, there's this, it's like a 100-person gangbang. It's like where there's one girl, and then people just, you're supposed to like jerk off in line pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then you just come in and either blow it on her or stick it in for like a second, but you're supposed to be jacking it. And the camera keeps turning to this guy in line who looks exactly like Ben Franklin. Like, just keeps
like he
going
was like fat
him.
With like kind of a hunchback, and yeah, he was bald, dude. With like the Hogan Ben Franklin hair.
You know that guy's losing his virginity.
Oh, man. That's good shit.
What about that guy who's like, you know, they pay everyone $5 to come to the Bukkake. I just do it for the experience.
I take this home to my wife.
So also in that church thing, that little pamphlet or whatever they gave me.
Yeah.
It was this. Who controls the world?
Who is it? Whose hand is
it
that?
God?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what the hell is that last one?
Humankind.
Is it Humankind? Is it someone else? It's Andrew.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
This right here is Andrew's fucking world. We're just living in it.
That's right.
If it was Andrew's world, then that wouldn't be the Earth. That'd be a Pokeball, dude.
Dude, is that a fucking warlock?
That... Dude, that looks like Andrew.
Which one of these guys is Andrew? It could be all of them.
Yeah, holy shit. Is that, that looks like a deleted scene from Little Nicky.
Well, I wish I could. I think of something. But I can't think of a goddamn thing the good Lord has ever done for me.
Oh, man. So hey, Jesus this, Moses that, Abraham hit me with a wiffle ball bat.
So good.
Oh, man, that's good shit, dude. Toof, we gotta kill like 20 minutes, man.
Was that the last thing you had?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I only had a couple things to talk about today.
What we got?
What else we got? All right, about that kicker for the Giants.
Yeah.
When they were telling Timberlake, they're like, what do you do about all these missed field goals you have? He said, I don't know. Can't stop the missing. Dun, 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 and I'm a bad, bad, bad kicker.
Dude,
it's so off key.
I don't know why that kind of reminded me, but my dad, for some reason, he really liked that Blurred Line song that like is that no one likes, dude. That that Robin Thicke song. Yeah, how's it go? I forget.
I don't even know what that is.
Isn't it like the "I'm Bringing Sexy Back" theme? Like,
fuck. I'm just gonna play it real quick. I'll find it.
And there is blurred lines, and then you're walking, and then you're talking.
Oh yeah, yeah. But okay. Yeah, that's how it goes, dude.
Dude, imagine your dad just sitting on the porch. He's like, Sheba, you awake? Milo? And then he turns the radio knob up.
Dude, I'm not even joking. One time.
Oh, this song.
Yeah, let's just get to. Okay, but I swear to God, one time, I wasn't living at home. It was after I moved out, and I came home, and, like, I hear that song fucking blasting, okay?
Fuck yeah.
My dad just took a CD player outside to sit on the back porch, and is sitting in, like, a lawn chair while that's blasting, and he's just fucking dancing.
Fuck yeah.
Sitting in his chair alone out there. Didn't know I was home or
fuck
anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Hashtag wild, man.
Dude, the songs my dad liked were, like, I already told you, like, for Christmas, like, 4 years ago, he wanted a Creed CD.
Dude, that's so fucking good.
Yeah, dude. Dude, for this happened once for no reason at all. I don't know what was going on. I came home, and there is just a fucking band playing at my house. Did I ever tell you guys that story?
No, it sounds familiar, but I don't remember all of it.
Yeah, they were a cover band called Renegade. Yeah, this is them. This is their Facebook. Oh, they're called the Renegades. They do like rock covers, like southern rock and shit.
The Married with Children picture up
there. Yeah, I don't know why their Facebook page is fucking Al Bundy drinking a beer.
I mean, why wouldn't
it be? Fuck yeah. Hey, hashtag wild man.
Wait,
yeah,
is this them? This can't be them. No, because that's not them, dude. The ones I looked at were like older dudes. I know they're called Renegade. That had to be what they were called. There's no other choice.
There's no nothing else.
Okay, it is just called Renegade. There's no way there was that many people. I don't have Facebook, so I can't look these up.
Some of the people in that picture are fucking great, though.
Damn it.
Just look at some of these people.
This band, they were just called Renas, but then they had to add in what they do to each other.
Oh, come on, dude. This is it. This has to be it. From Brunswick. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is them, dude.
Dude,
they're like this like middle-aged dudes who do like southern rock and shit. I just came home. They had like full stack, like half stacks, full stacks, everything. And they're just in my fucking, on my back porch playing a full concert.
They had full stacks, half stacks, the rapper stacks.
The rapper stacks. That stacker
Imagine
twos.
Like your dad coming home and he's like, hey, Sheba, I won the lottery. And then he like sees the bills on the table. He's like, no. Never mind. And then he just picks up the phone. He's like, how much to book them?
Dude, it's like, yeah, they play like Leonard Skinner and like Kid Rock and shit. But I just.
Dude, what if he made them play Creed and Blurred Lines?
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
yeah.
The thing is, though, there was no mention of this. I just came home and they were just there at my house playing a full concert. I'm like, Dad,
the fuck?
So was it just your dad there? Did he have some friends over too?
No, they had like a party and had people over, but they had to have planned it. Like they couldn't have just called these guys up and they couldn't have just showed over, up. But I was like, Dad, you couldn't like, I don't know, let me know that this was going on. Like, you know, just give me a heads up. You're having an entire fucking band play. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. Fucking Renegade, dude. If they're still a band, shout out to them.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, shout out to our boys, the fucking Bash Brothers and Last Band of Leros. Shout out.
What if they would have been playing, man?
That'd have been awesome, dude.
They got the full stacks.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
they do.
The way I would have known if they were at my house playing, I'd be like, well, I noticed that the brothers, the fucking Bash Brothers in the band are missing. Where's mom at? Where's mom?
Yeah. Where's mom at? Why does the whole world just smell like pussy right now?
And Virginia Slims. I'm just joking. She didn't even smoke those. But also, shout out to our boy Tony and fucking Whiskey Myers.
Hell yeah, man.
Whiskey Myers had a song on, is it Yellowstone? My mom watches it. I actually watched it an episode the other day. It wasn't too bad. It has Kevin Costner in it.
Oh, sweet.
I think it's Yellowstone. Yeah, has Kevin Costner in it. It was pretty good. I only saw a little bit of it, so I didn't know what was going on. But Whiskey Myers had a song in there, dude.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that was super cool. Oh, what up, Kingsley? Oh, bless you, Jeremiah. All right, we got 10 minutes left. What y'all want to talk about, boys?
Let's talk about Kingsley.
You got the pup in here?
Oh, explain the podcast, Tim, D&D.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll do that after the 10 minutes. Let's get an hour of stuff, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Damn, too, if you're just picking your nose on camera for everyone.
Just do that for 10
minutes.
Do you
want me to eat it for everyone on camera, Kevin?
Oh, God, don't.
I dare you, dude. No, save that for Patreon. Let's get a video of you putting boogers on your teeth.
We all know we'll do it.
Dude, did we ever tell a story about it was at Jason's graduation party where it's at like 2 in the morning. Everyone's been hanging out. I don't think anyone's drinking or anything. We're just hanging out playing basketball and stuff. We're in Jason's room watching movies. We haven't seen Toof in a while. We go out in the garage. So we go from his house to the garage. It's pitch black. You can't see a goddamn thing. We flip the light on. Sitting in the dark, eating his cake, is Toof. Toof's just sitting out there, and the light's on, and there's, like, so many bugs and shit on this cake. Toof's eating it in the dark.
Fuck, dude. Why did you do that, Toof?
Toof had to get his fill.
Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Fuck yeah.
Man, Toof don't care, dude.
Toof don't give a fuck.
Dude, I remember.
Let's talk about all the old nasty things I ate.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we used to, whenever we'd play D&D at my brother's house, we'd start at 11 at night and play till like 5 or 6 in the morning. So we're tired as fuck.
Yeah.
And we used to stop at the McDonald's there and get breakfast. And I had to quit doing it. Like, I couldn't do it anymore because Toof would get, like, the big breakfast thing. He would cover all of it in syrup, which is fine, and then cover it all in buffalo sauce and then mix it all together.
What the
fuck? It was
fuck,
so fucking disgusting, dude.
It was like buffalo sauce soup
of
breakfast.
It's so gross, Jesus, man. I was like, I can't even eat, dude. I can't even look at that.
Dude, imagine like the shits after that, dude. That would be so gross.
What other nasty stuff did you eat, Toof?
Hey, the shit's out of which asshole, though?
Oh, the double barrel butthole. Fucking wild man from Queens, man. He came up with the funniest fucking name ever.
So
double barrel butthole.
Dude, it is so good. We've probably told the Toof story on the Patreon, but like just the getting free McDonald's food.
Oh, yeah.
I miss poor Toof. Toof used to just take, like, he would go to McDonald's. If he had $2 on him, it was a fucking miracle. And he would get, like, he would get 2 McChickens. He would eat it down till it was the size of a fucking nickel. Then he'd pull out a belly hair and put it on there and walk up to the counter with it and be like, yeah, I found a hair in this. And I remember when the guy's like,
they would give you a sandwich and your dollar back. Like, it's almost profit.
Yeah.
And I remember Toof, you remember where you just took the sandwich and just put it in your front pocket?
Oh, my God.
Like, instead of eating it, you just took the McChicken and put it down your inside your jeans pocket. Like, what fuck are you doing? That's so gross, dude.
Saving it.
Like, didn't ask for a fucking to-go bag.
Just puts it in there.
Saving the fucking hamburger flying across country.
Oh, yeah. One time, Toof, he bought Burger King. So he had like a double cheeseburger. And instead of putting it on the carry-on bag on the plane, he puts it on the bag that they load underneath it. So he doesn't have this hamburger on it. It flies to Tampa where it's 100 degrees on the bottom of a plane for 2 hours. We get there. He gets the bag. gets the cheeseburger out and fucking eats it.
Oh, Toof.
You fucking yeah, monster, Toof.
Oh. It was pretty much like the heat of Tampa just made it like a microwave under there.
Dude, all the bacteria that would have been on that thing.
So there's a rule with liquids on a plane. You can't take liquid. You can take like a very small amount of liquids. I forget the numbers right now.
3 fucking ounces, I think.
And for some reason, Toof thought it was a great idea to like at the airport, or no, we stopped at a gas station before the airport. He gets the 2 biggest Gatorades you can buy and is just in line holding them both. Like, dude, you can't take those on, man. And so he's in line chugging both of them, dude. He's like, I'm not going to fucking waste it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
So good.
Man, dude, watching Toof talk to people on the airplane. It's like, I have to tell Toof a million times to stop saying bomb and 9/11. For some reason, won't stop saying it, dude. Like, he whispers it, but he whispers it loud where it's like, dude, there's so many people around. You can't fucking do that. And then he didn't even know.
It's like forbidden fruit, though, you know?
There was, like, this 90-year-old guy, and Toof looked him in the eyes because the dude said he couldn't remember something. Like, talking to us, and Toof's like, oh, well, that's just because you're old, and then smiled at him, and he didn't know he insulted him.
Wow.
I was like, Toof, you just told that guy he was old to his face.
I thought me and him were cool, man.
Dude, hashtag wild, man.
Dude, I remember something I was going to talk about now. It's a documentary. I think it was called I Was There, or, like, The Lady Who Wasn't There. It's something like that, but it's, like, this kind of bigger, ugly lady. That's mean. She's just a bigger lady.
Yeah.
But she fucking goes to these community, like these support groups. Like, she goes to this 9/11 support group, and it's all people that like survived the attack and stuff, like people that were in the towers that were saved. And she's like, yeah, I'll never forget that horrible day, unless she's going on. But she was never there.
Yeah.
She's making it up.
Wow.
So people are like talking about, like, man, I was at the, thought I was going to be crushed to death, and a fireman saved me. And she's like, yeah, I was there too. It sucked. I mean, that's not what she said, but they find out she goes to all these support groups and does this. And so it's like, on one hand, it's incredibly shitty. Like, why would you make up you were in this tragedy when all these people really were? But then on the other hand, she actually is like really helping a lot of people too at the same time. Yeah, so it's really fucked up. Like, people feel so betrayed by her and stuff. She's like, yeah, that sucked. What was that? The Vietnam War? Yeah, I was over there. It really sucked. That's just what she says.
She's like the guy from The Boys. All you are fucking twats over here worshiping your stupid shit. Get over it.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good show.
Why don't you all just fucking investigate 9/11 yourselves?
Investigate 9/11? Okay, let's play that clip real quick. That'll be the last thing we do.
That's so good. It was the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
A dude on Seattle. I don't remember who it was, though.
Maybe Michael Bennett?
Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember being the Super Bowl. I don't remember where.
If you type in investigate 9/11, one of the things that pops up is Super Bowl guy. Okay, you guys ready?
No. I always imagine myself making great plays, but never think about being MVP.
Investigate 9/11. A 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The best part.
9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
All right.
That's so good, dude. All right.
That guy's so confused.
Investigate 9/11. Remember that, just being in that guy's head. Now's my chance. I got to do it.
Yeah.
The world needs me. Investigate 9/11.
Dude, what about that guy picking like one of the worst opportunities? Like, he's already probably going to be booked and arrested.
Yeah.
Why not just do it on stage, like not at some backstage segment, which doesn't even air anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, he picked like one of the worst opportunities to do it almost.
So, alrighty, I guess we'll start shutting her down. We got a couple things to mention, a couple announcements. After we record this, we will be recording our very first Patreon episode where we are telling the story of Poop Casso.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So if you want to hear that, you got to sign up for our Patreon. We'll be starting it up probably August 1st, maybe. We'll see. I mean, this episode, sometime in August it'll be up because I got to put edit Poop Casso and all that stuff. So sometime in August, our Patreon will be up and we'll put links to that and everything. But yeah, Poop Casso is going to be on there. I got to upload our previous episodes from the first Patreon we had. And that should be good. We have our D&D podcast that we're going to be recording next week. I'm super excited about that. We haven't even told Tim about how we're doing it yet. But the way we're doing the D&D podcast is it's going to be every week. So it's going to be a weekly podcast, but we're recording it once a month on a Saturday. So we know like Tim, you and Spence, or like Tim and Spence, you guys, you have like a busy schedule.
Mm.
So we have like, I'm the dungeon master.
Yeah.
And then we have Toof, Andrew, Sarah, and Rania.
Yeah.
Those four are going to be on every episode. Mm. And then we have a guest spot for any time you or Spence are able to make it and you want to, you can. So that way you don't have to be there every time just because I know your work schedules.
Yep, absolutely.
So anytime you're available and you want to be on there, you can be on there. We have a character and everything.
Dude,
so
fuck yeah.
So yeah, we're really excited about that. And eventually I want to do a Patreon where Toof is the dungeon master.
Fuck yeah.
But did you hear that part too? No, you didn't have your headphones in. I was talking about how on Patreon, I want us to do the D&D podcast where you're the dungeon master. So it's not going to be so make any sense. It won't follow any rules. It's going to be really ridiculous. But it would that one would just be us three and Spence. I want that one to just be us.
All right. Yeah, that's about right.
But yeah, with I guess more about the Patreon real quick. That is going to be either $5 or $10 a month. And then you'll get at least one bonus episode a week. sorry about that. The Dirty Doghouse is going strictly to Patreon. So at the very least, you'll get one of those a week. It might not be every week, though, because maybe Toof will do his uncensored sports show. And he might have me or Tim on there also. Or if Tim or Spence have any shows or anything they want to do. Just anything, really. Just want to put as much content out as we can. And I put our goals on there. I made them really high, even though we didn't come anywhere near them before. But our first goal is 1,000 a month. If we ever get to 1,000 a month, then we're going to get like better webcams for everyone, better microphones, stuff like that. The second goal of 5,000 a month, which is it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But if it does, every episode I have, we have an ad as an intro, like at the intro and then a middle and at the end. Which is very minimal. Like most podcasts and a podcast host wants you to put an ad in every 15 minutes. Wow. So my Spreaker, when I upload an episode that's an hour long, I put one mid ad in and it wants me to add seven more.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So once we get to 5,000 a month, if that ever happens, we're not having any ads on the show ever.
Yeah.
And there's podcasts. Like I love The Last Podcast on the Left. Don't get me wrong. One of my favorite podcasts. But let me pull up their Patreon real quick. And, like, I feel bad because, like I said, honestly, I'm just super jealous of them and I want what they have, to be honest. Like, because they really are. They're, like, my favorite podcast. But this is how much they make a month on Patreon. They make $67,000 a month.
Jesus Christ.
And they have, like, five or six ads on their show. If our show makes 5,000 a month, there's going to be zero ads. We're not putting any ads on the show. The only reason there's ads now is because they help cover the audio hosting, the website hosting, and a few other things that we pay for.
Yeah.
Now, if we ever get to 10,000 a month, which is the third goal, which we're not even going to get the first goal.
Yeah.
But we filled out three. We're not going to get... It's going to be insane. Oh, fuck yeah, baby.
Funny.
If we ever get to 10,000... Oh my god, I thought I was petting dog and I was petting Tim's knee.
Oh fuck yeah. Hey, it's ain't the first time.
Yeah. Man,
that's the closest to a threesome I've ever had, Jeremiah. Hey, but yeah, if we ever get to 10,000, which like we said, that's impossible, then that's gonna be like full time for me.
Oh yeah.
Like
for sure.
I'm gonna full time do the podcast and we're gonna add either another show, another weekly show at 10,000, or add another D&D campaign. So we'll add something. But yeah, I'm really excited. I set my vacation at work. I'm going to take the last week of October off, and I'm going to use that week to finish the first season of Chili Cartel.
Fuck yeah.
And get that uploaded. So yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff coming in the future. I'm super excited about that.
Hell yeah.
So I want to do a teaser for the Patreon episode.
Yeah.
When I took my headphones off, I just got done painting.
Oh.
Picasso.
Fuck yes. Yeah, so yeah, I guess we'll just shut her down then. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening to the show and supporting the show. And we'll have a Patreon soon, but you don't have... Okay, Toof literally just painted Picasso. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
And when we talk about our Patreon and supporting us and giving us money for it, things like that... That's awesome, but you don't have to do that
at all.
We're just happy if you listen and reach out to us, and if you post an episode on social media, that is so awesome. Like, we had someone do it just like an hour ago. So let me pull it up real quick, give him a shout out. Yeah, thank you to, okay, of course, Dick.
God, what if it's Kimster Green 54? Oh, it's like one of the alternate email accounts.
So on Twitter, Misfit at Dick Wegger.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Shout out to him because he shared our latest episode on his Twitter. That's fucking awesome.
What a badass, yeah.
Anytime someone shares our shit on social media, that, like I said, that means the absolute world to us. That's super badass.
Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said,
Wegger, man.
Just reaching out to us means a lot to us. We have a website, thebrotherscommonplace.com. You can go on there, and there's a link to our shop on there. We'll put a link to our Patreon on there, and there's just some information on there about us. You can contact us through there if you want. It'll also have the phone number and the P.O. box for us if you want to call us and leave a voicemail or send us messages. Yeah, because with the Dirty Dog, if you've never listened to the Dirty Dog House, I take calls, like voicemails or texts, and I talk about them on there sometimes. And, yeah, I think that's it for me. Primo, you got anything?
I got nothing, man.
You sure, dude?
I mean, if you come up with something after, I'll just say that I was going to say that.
All right, Toof, I think you know what we want to know. How can we make ourselves just a little bit wiser today, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little dumb, Toof.
I feel real dumb, dude. But then again, we're just a bunch of goofy dumb boys.
So, Andrew, who lives with all of us, we all live together, and Andrew lives in our basement.
Yeah, one second, dude. Andrew, will you do the goddamn... If you want another Chico stick, you'll do the fucking dishes. And quit fucking my wife.
All right.
Unless it's in the ass, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not cheating if it's in the ass. Yeah, it's literally the rules.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with that. Sorry to interrupt you. I have no idea why Ballad's feet smelled so fucking bad the other day. I don't know why it was so funny because, like, he's just a baby. Like, there's nothing. I don't know why we give him baths and stuff. It was just the first time ever his feet just smelled so fucking bad, dude. I was like, Ballad, what the fuck is going on with your feet, dude?
So, is that the first time you knew for sure he was a green?
Oh, oh. Fuck yeah.
Consider this done.
Oh, you just hear a gunshot.
Tim's dead.
I'm dead, and Andrew's sitting in my seat.
Oh, that'd be awesome,
my
dude.
God, yes. Welcome to the fucking show.
Hell yeah.
That's what the world's been waiting for, man.
All right, Tooth. Right, let's fucking hear it, man.
Andrew has, I only have the punchline written down.
Mm.
How can I make this up? So, Andrew. You know, he's been living in our basement for a while, and he's been striking out on these dates, you know.
Oh,
and,
man.
Can't believe that.
Well, he did get an accomplishment. He finally has won on his 1,000,000th date.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fucking great. He still didn't get none, though. And he went on the Jimmy Kimmel show to talk about it. But Jimmy Kimmel took the opportunity to use Andrew's childlike appearance to make another man show joke about him, like he did that the Andy kid.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Hey Andrew, so you've been on 1,000,000 dates and you've struck out with every girl, right? Not even a kiss, huh?" And he's like, "Nope, not even a kiss." He's like, "Well, I guess that makes you Andrew Million Not Kiss."
Okay, all right.
Jesus.
Dude, I remember that's one episode where we ripped on him for not being here, and it was because he was on a date, and we were all just sitting at Tim's house recording an episode.
Fuck yeah, what a loser.
Yeah, dude, how dare him go and get laid.
Fuck, dude, I remembered something I was going to say, and I can't remember now. Shit. Oh, Primo. I'll pull it over here. You want to see? So the D&D podcast is going to be called Same Crit, Different Day.
Fuck yeah, I like that.
And then that'll be on its own feed. And we'll let you know when we post it, because I really hope all of our listeners and subscribers on here will subscribe to that and rate it and review it, because when you start a new podcast, it really helps to get like a big, big launch. Mm. But yeah, it's called Same Crit, Different Day. And then after that, for each episode, there's going to be like a little bonus episode with me and one of the players or two of the players or something where we just talk about the session. And that's going to be called DM It All to Hell.
Fuck yeah.
But here's the logo for that, Tim. It's pretty cool.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's sweet.
And then this is just like the one shirts we had made. Someone did the same guy did that.
Fuck yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Fuck, I thought I had something to say and I don't remember what it was now.
That's sweet, though.
All right, I guess shut this down and record the fucking Poop Casso Patreon episode.
I think so.
All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild man.
Hashtag, boy pussy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag wild pretzel woman.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
shit, man.
Hashtag, blue orchid.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Tube, don't exit out of Audacity or anything. We're just going to record straight from here.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be one file because I don't feel like lining it up again.
Okay.
Hashtag, spork. Sporks. Sporks.
It's worse about a...
Hashtag, Mingo.
Dude, know what's really sad? It bums me out every time. Even though I don't really give a shit about him, when Patrick Ewing missed that layup.
Oh, my God,
sometimes
yes.
I think about that, and it bums me out, dude. It, like, hits the back of the rim and bounces out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, when you sign up for our Patreon, I'm sorry to keep mentioning that. One of the bonuses is you get a link to our Discord page. We don't have any control over that. Really, it's our boy Oxnard that's doing that. So don't give him any trouble or any shit, or else he'll probably take it out on me. Because I just went on the Discord for the first time in like 4 months and saw about a billion messages to me.
Oh, hell yeah.
About, and they're all like a funny meme. And I saw Tooth commented on it too. Fuck, so it was kind of, it was pretty funny though. But alrighty. Yeah, I guess we're done now.
I think so.